There?
Yes.
Hi, honey. So let's just go ahead and start again. So, how long have you been married?
I got married in July of 2016, and the
Okay.
divorce started around December 2019, so about a little over 3 years.
So a little over 3 years. How long were you dating before you got together?
Short, maybe 8 months, a short time.
Okay, so pretty short. Okay, so what happened, honey? How did you get into this
What
situation?
happened? Oh my God, how did I get into this situation? Honestly, I don't even know. I think he just hid a lot of his controlling and narcissistic behavior before, and then problems started arising more after we had the baby together, and then once we bought a house, he got even more controlling. So it just was a messy situation because it was such a short marriage, but there was a lot put in. So
Well, it
yeah.
sounds like the more committed you were in, because women, when they have a child, they feel more committed to or to try and make a marriage work. And then you bought a house together, so there's financial commitment as well. So, okay, so what exactly are you experiencing in this relationship? You said, I believe you told me before you were in the process of a divorce, but you're living together now.
Oh, yes. No, we're still in the process. Unfortunately, we were living together until about July of this year. So it was almost a year and a half because the court can't order the sale of the house and he was refusing to sell. So we finally got him to agree to list it. And then with the pandemic, it was hard to get a decent price. So unfortunately, we were stuck living together for a long time. It was very, very hard.
I can imagine.
And now we're just dealing with impossible, really very difficult time in my life. And now we're just dealing with my daughter going back and forth, and it's very hard. Yeah, she's 3 and a half. She's very young.
Okay. So was it physical abuse, psychological abuse? I mean, what was
It's
happening?
psychological and emotional, more psychological and emotional, and a lot of control, trying to not have my family involved and help me. He didn't want my family close to me. Very controlling of who I'm with, where I'm going.
So that's
One
all
is more
sounds
of
very
like
manipulative, like
what he says and what his mom says. Manipulative, yes. Like what he says, and then if his mom gives an opinion, well, my mom said this, so you should do this because she knows best. And it was. At first, I thought it was just, giving an opinion, little things like that. But it became to a point where it was more like they wanted to control and micromanage every little thing I did.
so his mother was involved as well.
Yes.
So they kind of tag teamed you, basically. You were
Tag, yeah.
outnumbered. Huh?
Yep, I was outnumbered.
That's what it sounds like. You were outnumbered because you didn't have your family having your back, but he had his mother.
They had my back. They had my back, but they're not as they don't like to fight. I guess
No,
mom
what I
and
meant when I
sister
said
who
that
sort of
was
like ganged up on me. Yeah.
he wanted to separate you. He separated you from them.
Yeah.
So they didn't know what was
Yeah.
happening.
They didn't know what was happening until it was already too late, and it was the mom and
Oh
the
my
sister as well.
goodness.
So I was definitely outnumbered, yes. And I'm still like traumatized from the whole thing, and it's not even done yet. We're still in court, and I don't even know. With the pandemic, everything's taking so long.
But you're living on your own now, right? Well, that's good. Thank God for that. Is
Thank God.
there a
Yes, that's a real.
cultural thing going on? Like, is he just white American family or
Cultural,
like what
white
nationality are
American,
they?
Sephardic Jews. We're Sephardic Jews.
What does Sephardic mean?
So they have like this, Sephardic is like Middle Eastern
Ah,
background.
okay.
So they sometimes can have this like very dominant, depending
Well,
on the
that's why I
family.
asked because some, cultures, the men can be very controlling and domineering or whatever. Okay, and you, are you Jewish also?
Yes, I am. And similar background.
Okay.
But that was, I guess, one of the reasons where I thought we would work, because the background was so similar that you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't expect so many issues to come up.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that in your life, you know, prior to this marriage, I feel that you did see that there were some red flags. You know, that's the vibe I'm getting from you.
Yeah.
But you chose to ignore it. Why do I feel that you had felt such a pressure to be married? Because I feel that, like I said, you ignored the red flags because I just see that you wanted to be married. What was it that was pressuring, like what made the pressure in your mind at that time? Like, I need to be married. I need to be settled down.
Yeah, so true.
Because that's the vibe I'm getting.
I was already in my early 30s and most of my friends were already married. And I think I was like, I was dating a lot. I was kind of done with dating and I wanted to be settled down already and have a family. Yeah. There was a lot of pressure. Early 30s, and I was ready. I felt ready. And he was very persistent and pursuing and always promising he'd be good to me and he'd be a wonderful husband and things would be great, you know. So.
And how are you feeling about the necessity of being married right now? Do you still feel that pressure?
Like right pressure now, to be married? Think it's important. I think it's important. I think it's nice. But right now, I'm like, so I think it's very, I've been through a lot. And I'm trying to just be comfortable in my own skin and be, you know, because there is something nice about having your own little family and being married, but you need the right person. Because you can also be so miserable and so unhappy in a marriage.
So basically, you opened up your eyes. Because, like, it sounds like in the past, it was like, biological time clock, maybe peer pressure. But I also sense that you didn't feel loved.
I didn't. No.
Is that your family that I feel that you didn't get enough love and attention? Because I just feel like you needed to be needed or needed to be loved and didn't get that prior to this marriage.
I don't know. My family is very loving. I don't think it's for my family. Maybe it could be because I went through like a lot of groups of friends. Because as we get older, friends would like settle down, and then the group of friends would change.
So you just felt alone. How about you? Because I'm also feeling that there was another big disappointment for you in love besides this guy, prior to him.
I'm trying to think if it was.
Was there someone that disappointed you?
But there was no engagement or no. There may have been a few that I thought were more decent people that turned out to be not such nice. Yeah. But I can't think of anyone in particular.
So basically, there has always like been a pattern for you having like disappointment and love. Generally speaking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, I'm feeling that this stems from, like I said, not feeling loved for who you are.
Okay.
I feel that you're always trying to focus on making others happy.
Yeah.
This could be a culture thing where as a woman, like you feel like this responsibility to family just to not prioritize your wants, your needs, and it's all about other people's happiness.
Yes.
You know?
Very true. I tried my best, but it overtook my, it, like, I had to give so much that I felt like I was neglecting myself, and that's when I stopped, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what this guy is feeling. I feel that you gave a lot of yourself in this relationship. And then suddenly, it's like, you decide this is no good and you're not going to be that person anymore. Because I just feel like this whole thing sprung on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that doesn't give him the right to take advantage of you. But I feel that you had, by being the way that you were, you kind of tapped into his narcissistic self. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I want to make you happy. And then he's like, well, I want me to be happy too, so this is a match made in heaven. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because of his selfishness. And now, you know, I don't feel that he can ever have another successful relationship, and this is what he is fearing. Because I feel that he is aware that what he had with you will never happen again. And this is really, really, really insecure guy. At the end of the day, and he projected a lot of that onto you.
Yeah.
And gave you like all the anxiety, all of the fear, all of the second guessing yourself. Like, he put all of that stuff that he feels onto you. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. Oh, 100%. Till now, I sometimes question, like, could I have done this? Could I have done it? Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Well, there's something that you need to adjust, sweetheart. Like I said, this people-pleasing thing is not working out for you, like, at all. I think that you need to take a step back and do some serious self-examination. And you have to really think about what it is that's going to make you happy. Like, what is it that you really want? Because it sounds to me like you never really had an opportunity to think about what those things are. Like, what's going to make me happy? What do I want? What am I looking for?
Yeah.
So when you don't know or you're not clear about what your goals are or what you're looking for or what you want, then you can find yourself in a number of crazy scenarios by not being clear on that. You know what I'm saying?
True. Very true.
So I think that that's what made you vulnerable and susceptible. But the most important thing, hon, is you're not too late. I do feel that there is a future for you. And I can feel that there's another marriage for you. So, you know, what is it that you're really wanting to know right now about your present circumstances and where this is all headed?
I want to know, like, have you seen end in sight to the litigation, because it's going on so long already in court, and if there's like a favorable outcome. And also, if there's any, like, in the future, happiness, love, success, I guess within the next 2-3 years, or I don't
it's
know if you see, like, timeline
about
or
3 years.
Just in general.
It's going to be about 3 years. Okay. And that's because of
another
you.
Another 3 years?
No, not with the court stuff. That court business is going to be wrapped up in 2022. Sometime in the middle of 2022, and it will turn out in your favor. I am concerned about your ex-mother-in-law and her negative feelings. I feel like she's really dragging this out. She's making it super hard. It's like she's taking this very personal. Is
Very
she that
personal.
kind of person?
Oh yes. Oh yeah. She's taking it. She's like, yeah. She's very angry.
And I just see that there's always been some kind of money manipulation going on as well.
How do you, oh my God,
Prior to
yes.
like this
A lot,
divorce business, it was always like used as some threat or something, like you felt trapped somehow because of money. I have to do this or that or the other because of money. They just made it always like this big challenge for you. Or that you had to
Money was
jump
always,
hoops in order to feel secure financially.
yes, for sure. For
Okay,
sure. Oh, so
so
you do see a good ending, and
I
see
do
twenty
see
twenty
a
two,
good
that's good.
ending, and I do see that there is happiness for you, but my main concern is your healing. Okay, because I just see that you have been like in a real. You've been like pretty unhappy with your personal life in general for like a really long time. And you're saying that there were no issues from your deeper past, but I don't know why I see that. So yeah, definitely some health, you need some like help in the healing process. So we can talk about that later, but for now, it was a very big and bold step that you took. You should be definitely proud of yourself. I know I'm proud of you for getting out of this
Thank you.
situation, but you will come out of this. There will be a time and a place in your life in the very near future where you could actually close this chapter. My concern, like I said, is wanting to understand what, I mean, I know that you wanted to have marriage for the title itself, how important that is, that was for you. But I am concerned, like I said, about some of the things that were happening to you prior that made you ignore those significant red flags that you knew were off, but you went for it anyway. Was there ever like him telling you that he'll find somebody else or infidelity or threatening that kind of thing too?
No, but in the end, I noticed like I would notice sometimes he would look up girls on Facebook, but no communication. And right after, I found like a condom in his bag. So I think there was infidelity towards the end. I was just very busy home with our daughter, so I wasn't like, thinking or assuming he would go that route. And
Well, he
yeah,
didn't.
so I guess the other
He
was
didn't go that route. He's very sneaky. And actually, there was no
very sneaky.
infidelity. He just
I'm
wanted
sure.
to lead you to believe that that was happening as a last ditch effort to think you might stick around out of jealousy or fear
Very
or threat
sneaky.
of another woman.
But do you
Okay.
see him like, I feel like the litigation for them is kind of a way of holding on to me to bother me. Do you see them moving on at, like between him and his mom and just getting on to someone else
They're
or
going to
just
be
like
forced to.
forgetting me?
They're going to be forced to. The judge is going to make that happen. Nobody could force you to stay in an unhappy marriage. So, yeah, they're using
That's true.
every little thing to annoy you. Making little things big things just to stall and delay. Has he still been trying to reach out to you in the interim?
Here and there about little things, but not so much, thank
Like
God.
about the child or whatever, like.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah, but like little like stupidity, like even I'm just like, seriously, you're just trying to, yeah, like little nonsense, made up lies, went in court with lies. Very sneaky, very, very, you see, like it's a very bad personality, like just not a nice person.
I can see, like I said, a lot of selfishness, like something switched in him, and a lot of this negative influence, I'm not, you know, being the devil's advocate here, but his mother is a big problem.
Big problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
big
actually,
problem.
What I'd like to happen here is for you and I to do a private reading together sometime this evening. Is that going to be all right?
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel that there's more to tell that maybe you're not going to be comfortable talking about publicly.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, sure.
Okay, hon. So I will, I guess we'll email and we'll set up a time, okay?
Sure. Okay, and let me know when it comes out so I can hear the...
Absolutely.
When you publish the podcast. Yeah.
I will. Okay, hon. Talk to you soon.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.